772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
I want to begin a mini, series I've entitled The Secret Place. The Secret Place. Over the past years, and now more than ever before by revelation, my assignment is to bring you into rest, but in order to come into rest, you and I must both enter in beyond the veil, the secret place, the place where God is. Now, as I said last time, there were three courts to the temple that was built. To the tabernacle, there was the outer court, there was the inner court, and then there was the Holy of Holies. Outer court, the holy place, and the Holy of Holies. To actually be in a place of protection, one must enter the Holy of Holies. In the outer court, the Gentiles could frequent the outer court. The inner court, the priests worked at keeping the lamps burning, the light burning. That was their continual job, to keep the oil in the lamps, to keep them burning continuously. But in the Holy of Holies, where atonement was made, the light that was there was not natural light. It was the light of God. We need nothing less than that in this day and time. As darkness increases, we must increase. Amen. We cannot afford to just be satisfied with the outer court or even the holy place. We must persevere consistently, continually, to enter into the Holy of Holies. That's the place of protection. That's where demons cannot tread. Where darkness cannot comprehend that light. Much of what we do, darkness can parallel or counter or contradict. That light in that Holy of Holies is not relative. There's nothing that can compare to it. There is nothing that can stand against it. Okay? So I want to talk tonight about the spiritual defense, the spiritual defense. I'm going to ask you a question. Why is earth and ashes proud? Look at somebody right now. Tell them, you ain't nothing but dirt. Earth and ashes. Why is earth and ashes proud? Yet we are very proud. If you were honest and transparent, you don't have to, hang your laundry out. But between you and God, if you were truly honest and transparent, your biggest pitfall and snare is pride. Thank you for the somber amens. It is. Pride. It's what we call the cardinal sin. That's why God so stringently prepares us in wildernesses to possess and dispossess enemies in the promised land to receive his blessing upon our life. if God just blessed us in any old state, first of all, we wouldn't keep it. We would squander it. We would take credit for it. We would forget all about God. Amen. Because earth and ashes is proud. Why is that? Because we were tainted by our forefather Adam was tainted by Lucifer's deception, and he took on a nature, the nature of Lucifer, a fallen nature. And because we are his descendants, we were born with that nature. It's like a little child, as sweet as children are and as precious as they are, as they grow up, you don't really have to teach them how to be bad. Not that they become bad. Do you understand? It's a nature. You have to train up a child in the way he should go. It's like gravity. Gravity's pushing everything down. And so you have to have some type of thrust, some type of power to defy gravity. When planes, you know, you that ride planes, when planes take off, when they go down that runway, you know, you talk about a whole lot of G-force. You talk about a whole lot of power to get that plane off the ground. Aerodynamics and everything. But he's got to have enough power to defy gravity. When we are born again, we are given power. It's like our choices determine what governs our life. God and his word or the flesh? Do we just succumb to gravity? Gravity's pushing everything down, holding everything in place. But God causes us to become overcomers. Look at somebody and tell them, pride was not made for man. In God's original creation of Adam, he did not make Adam proud. It's when Adam defied, denied, and went contrary to God's command that came into the planet. And it came through Lucifer, Satan, who exalted himself. That's the one in whom iniquity was found. Okay, so pride was not made for you. But honestly, this is what we struggle with, you know, especially the comparison thing. People love to compare themselves to others. Well, I ain't bad as so-and-so. You know, or judge others. And you don't know the whole story. You send somebody to hell and you don't know the whole story. You saw somebody run in the liquor store that you knew. And they came out with a bag. And you just knew they was going to get drunk. But you didn't know that the liquor store had a little pharmacy in it. You see Pastor so-and-so? I knew it was something. People are quick to judge like that. Why? Because the devil is the accuser. He's the accuser. That's the nature of the devil. That's when the Lord, when Adam said, Lord, the woman you gave me. Eve said, the serpent beguiled me. There was the blame game right there. Point the finger. God knew it was the nature had changed. Why is earth and ashes? Why is you proud? Because of your edumacation? Some of y'all said, mighty still. That's good. It's a good thing. I pray the word will try us. Why are we so proud? See, our pride takes us out from God's protection. Sometimes we're living off his mercy. And you know, like I know, if you've walked with the Lord any length of time and God has any type of restraints on your life, your pride gets you in trouble. It does, because it gives place to the devil. God has established everything with his authority. Everywhere we look, there's God's authority. And when we cease to yield to the authorities, I was just sharing in our covenant class, there may be a boss over you that's, let's say, bigoted, that's hateful, that's got it out for you. But God put you there. He don't want you looking for somewhere else. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
He wants you to learn how to deal with that Saul spirit. Because it was the Saul spirit that buffed David up to make him the greatest king that ever was. So great that Jesus is going to sit on the throne of David. But it was Saul. Come on, let's get the mind of Christ and stop yielding to our flesh nature, our carnal. Why are we so easily offended? You know why? Pride. Spell it with me. P-R-I-D. Bible says, they that love thy law, nothing shall offend them. Great peace have they. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm preaching this to you and me because I ain't there yet. There's some stuff that will cause Godzilla to come. But I'm getting there. Because see, we got to get there.
Amen.
Come on, we got to get there. Because we in these last days, we have to be in that secret place where we are protected by God. We can be a haven, a city, not just a person, but a city of refuge. Amen? Amen. So I'm a mess with Godzilla in you. You know, I'm going to poke him while he's in the cage, causing him to bust out. So you can repent. You can get it under the blood. You stop getting frustrated and at the end of your rope. I can't do this no more. You'll do it till Jesus comes. Some of y'all folks. Anyway, again, why is earth in ashes? You know, especially when God uses us. You know, the Lord spoke to me about something. I think it was yesterday. He said, you know, when I'm going to truly use you to do great things for me, 50% of the time will be being used of me. 50% of the time will be suffering for me. Can you wrap your mind around that? I can see why a lot of very, very prominent ministries, they preach a lot. They're always on the go because they're being used of God. They're in the glory. But outside of that, they're suffering. You're not always getting beat, you know, with the cat of nine tails.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.